From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, filling in for Peter Sagal, Drew Carey.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, and thanks for wearing your name tags. Great show for you today. U.S. soccer star Abby Wambach will be joining us later to play Not My Job, which will take about 4 minutes. It will have more scoring than 90 minutes of soccer. I'm so excited to be hosting Wait, Wait this week. Thank you for the opportunity to ruin yet another beloved American game show. Alex Trebek, I know you're listening. Coming for you next. If you'd like to play our games, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Helen Morey from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Helen, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
What do you do up in Seattle?
I'm an attorney and a mom to two great teenage girls.
That's nice. Do you work from home or do you go to work every day? What do you do?
I do actually work out of an office in my house, which makes the commute really nice.
Oh, nice, yeah. Hey, Helen, let's introduce you to our panel. First up, a comedian and host on Vocalo.org, Brian Babylon, everybody. Brian Babylon.
Hey, 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 hey.
Next, we have an editor and blogger at the Houston Chronicle, Kerry O'Connor. And an author and humorist and blogger at CarTalk.com, Tom Baudet.
Hello, Helen.
Welcome to the show, Helen. Now, with Halloween just around the corner, we're going to play Who's Carl Dressing Up As This Time? Now, he's going to tell you about three costumes based on this week's news. Guess the costume two times out of three, and you win our prize. Carl Kassel's spooky voice on your voicemail. Carl, you want to give us a sample?
Boo.
I am shaking in my shoes right now. You ready to play?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Good. Here's your first costume.
We're going to be a horse and a bayonet. I'm the back half of the horse.
That costume is a shout-out to the most memorable line at a big event that was held on Monday. What was the event?
It was the presidential debate.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! I can't believe you got it on the first guess. The last presidential debate was supposed to be a conversation about foreign policy, but President Obama and Mitt Romney kept turning it back to the economy, jobs, and education here in the United States. Thankfully, moderator Bob Schaefer did an excellent job steering the debate back to issues America couldn't care less about, like foreign policy. Seriously, when's the last time you heard someone say, "Can you turn off the game? I want to watch the foreign policy." Hold all my calls unless it's about foreign policy. The worst is when your wife comes home early and you're watching foreign policy.
Well, you know the one thing I did take away from that was when I heard that Romney's son Tag had to go apologize to Obama because he said on some radio show they didn't want to take a swing at him. So yeah, he had, "Go apologize to the president, Tag. Sorry, Mr. President." And then Obama's like, "Now let's be clear, I would have kicked your ass." But how many bayonet and horses costumes will you guys see this Halloween? That's what I really think.
Halliburton is breeding war horses. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the horses and bayonets line. Wasn't the only zinger he got off. He also tried to some of the his open mic lines. Like at one point, he told Romney, "The 80s are calling. They want their foreign policy back." Governor Romney is going to be a great president. Not. It really got out of hand when Romney talked about how the deficit is the biggest he's ever seen. Obama jumped in, "Governor, that's what she said." Plus, they had a lot of references to Israel. For seeing they were really like trying to both pick up the same chick at the bar, you know.
Ooh, Fran Drescher?
Yeah. I don't know if you caught it, but Obama spent half the debate in a yarmulke. And there was a really awkward moment when Romney said, look, I'll circumcise myself right now. That's what you want? I'll do it right now. All right, Carl, what's your next costume idea?
I'm using last year's iPad costume, but I'm having it taken in a few sizes.
Okay, Helen, what's Carl going as?
Well, it has to be the new iPad Mini.
Wow, you're so good at this. I can't believe the iPad Mini.
So is the old iPad now called the MaxiPad?
Yes.
We've come back around to that joke, haven't we?
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
They always name their products after things that men are uncomfortable saying. On Tuesday, nerds from around the world emerged from their lockers to watch Apple CEO Tim Cook reveal the new groundbreaking iPad Mini. It's groundbreaking because it's bigger than an iPhone and slightly smaller than an iPad. It's the most exciting product launch since Fruit of the Loom invented Medium.
Well, you know who this is for. This is for the hobbits and you know... The hobbits are going to eat this up, man.
Yeah. This is for people that go to a diner and order half a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 6/8 of a sandwich or whatever. This week's event was the first time we got to watch a live stream of the announcement as it happened. It was a rare window into the secret nerd cabal we've only heard about, their odd rituals and customs. Turns out it was a lot like other secret religious ceremonies, except with way more virgins. Way more virgins. Like three times as many virgins. Yeah, it's not as small as the iPhone, but it's still small enough that your dad will probably still try to wear it in a holster on his belt.
The good thing about the Mini is that new apps program, or that map program of theirs, is only half as bad.
All right, Carl, hey, what's your last costume?
Blue tights, red cape, bulging muscles. But this time it's just a costume.
All right, now, Carl is dressed up as a superhero who made some headlines this week. Who is it?
I think it's Superman who quit his job.
Yes! Wow, you're so good. We also would have accepted Clark Kent. We don't usually cover news from Metropolis on the show, but this is big. In the new issue, Clark Kent quits his job at the Daily Planet to start a blog.
See?
Yeah.
All the cool kids are doing it.
He's just fed up with the state of journalism. That's right. In a parallel universe where superheroes can fly and turn back time, they still can't figure out how to save newspapers.
You know.
Yeah.
But he's super. I don't understand why he worked in the first place.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, I think he deserves it. You know, he head back now. He's got the Fortress of Solitude. He'll be there at the leotard rolled down. You know.
No, man.
Scratching and blogging about.
No way.
Is that how it works? Scratching and blogging.
This is an indication that that America is and we're going down, man. When Superman tunes out of everything, he's going to start wearing Toms. And he's gonna get a gross, you know, dreadlock hairdo, and he's gonna be allergic to gluten instead of kryptonite. Yeah. It's gonna be horrible.
Carl, how did Helen do?
Helen, congratulations! You had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Oh, thank you.
Helen, that was great. Hey, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.